Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
A little bit of heartland rock and roll there, look, my friends. That's John Cougar Mellencamp, also known as John Cougar. Also known as John Mellencamp. You get the picture. He's a good Indiana boy, good Hoosier boy there. And he's rocking and rolling, helping us rock, do some rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We've got multimedia stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch to your little heart's content. Have a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the devoted guys that we've counted on all these years to be defending us in Washington against the guys who want to, the people who want to charge us, who want to tax us to the hilt. Pete, thanks again for your hard work. National Taxpayers Union is his organization, NTU.org. Pete, you've been working really hard on your annual study on the tax system's complexity. Tell us about what you've learned.
Well, what we do is compile statistics and anecdotes from around the country and the various professions to illustrate just how complicated the act of filing taxes, not the act of paying taxes, just trying to comply with all the laws.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. That's before you even write the check, right?
That's right. That's right. And one huge statistic that's quite alarming, it comes from the information collection budget of the United States. That's where the government tries to estimate the number of hours that its paperwork requirements impose on the American people. Mm-hmm. The total, over 9 billion hours for all departments of government. Treasury alone accounts for about three-quarters of that, 6.7 billion hours. And that is
to comply with the IRS.
That is the personal and corporate tax system.
I don't know what it is now, but I remember back when, Pete, you probably brought this to us maybe 10 years or so ago, that all the time that it takes to comply with the tax code was more time than it took to build all the cars in America.
Oh, yes, it is.
Something ridiculous like that.
It's incredible. And if you just take a look at, for example, if you added those hours up and broke it down into 40-hour work weeks, mm-hmm. it would be the equivalent of more than 3 million employees. Now, that would be equivalent to the number of workers at the four biggest retailers in America today.
Wow.
And that,
wow. How many biggest retailers today? Yeah,
that's Walmart, that's Target, Kroger, McDonald's.
The annual output of all those people, four biggest retailers, would be comparable to what it takes to comply with the IRS tax code.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know, that puts into pretty stark detail, I think, the deadweight loss that that's what economists call it, mm-hmm. of this tax system.
And if we could turn that into a simplified flat tax system, you could fill out on one little card like Steve Forbes proposed. Think about that. Think about what giving that back to the marketplace.
Yes. And that's the important thing. It's that invisible hand, the lost opportunities that we really can't count. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can tally up the hours, but what if, for example, we had a system that was even just half as complicated as the one now, and people spent, a little more than 3 billion hours. We gave about 3 billion back to the marketplace, as you say. What could people come up with? What kind of cures for diseases? What kinds of new products?
How about money on the bottom line for small business owners who didn't have to pay for all that compliance?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And how about all the time that a small business owner would be given back to focus on their core competencies instead of worrying about how they're going to pay their taxes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I'm not talking about writing the check, folks. Let's just say that the check's going to be the same size.
Yeah.
But worrying about what it's going to turn out to be. I mean, if it was simplified, you could do the math yourself.
Yes. And equally important, striving all year to make sure that that amount you write in the check is as small as it can possibly be.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of energy that goes into planning, not just compliance with the law, but figuring out, well, should I make this investment or that one? What are the tax implications going to be? What do I set up for my retirement? All of those questions.
Will we ever have a simplified system? I mean, is it almost with all the players and all the special interests and all the oxes that don't want to be gored, is it, including us out here on Main Street, isn't it almost an impossibility, Pete?
It seems that way with all the interests competing to defend their little provisions of the law.
Yeah.
I think the one thing we have going for us, unfortunately, but it will work in our favor, is the greed of politicians.
Yeah.
Once they see that the system is collapsing under its own weight because of complexity, and people don't know how to comply.
Hasn't that ship already sailed? I mean, what more do they need, Pete?
I think that part of the problem is, I don't know if you can call this a problem, the tax preparation industry itself has been very good in using computer capacity to keep up with all of these ridiculous laws. But God bless them, they can't even keep up with the changes.
Well, now you talk about something that's going to cause things to implode. Overlay Obamacare, the full force of Obamacare on the IRS on all this.
Yes, and that is going to be a nightmare.
A nightmare. It's already a nightmare. It hasn't fully unfolded yet. We're starting to have the nightmare right now, especially since the small business exchanges have been put off another year, not available to small businesses. That's a promise. That's a collapse right there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, hold on to that thought. NTU.org, folks. That's Pete's website. Please check it out. Support these guys. They're supporting you, whether you know it or not.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.